Brock.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. Brock 107 WIRX.
Some kind of a damn moron.
Damn show. It's Friday. I got the weekend on my mind.
Short week, but short break, bro.
Yeah, you some kind of damn moron. It's going to be a great show today. It's going to be a fantastic show. A little bit later on, we're going to be telling you about the Screaming Yellow Summer, the giveaway. Mm-hmm. Finally here. Can you believe that, dude? I feel like we blinked and the summer is gone.
It's gone.
We were all over the place.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. And it's gone. Right now, though, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. We now have an official release date for Greta Van Fleet's debut full-length album. The 10-song Anthem of the Peaceful Army, whose title was announced yesterday, will drop on October 19th.
Oh, nice.
Very excited. Nice. Very excited about that. The teasing is over. Metallica will release the 30th anniversary edition of the band's fourth album, And Justice for All, on November 2nd. It will be available in multiple configurations, including digital. It can be pre-ordered now at Metallica.com. Mm-hmm. 30th anniversary of their fourth album. Guys are getting old, man.
We're getting old. It's all right. They're selling a bunch of stuff, so they'll have money for...
So they got this coming out. They got the whiskey. They got the seat or the watches. Mm-hmm. They got all sorts of. They got the world tour that they're doing.
T-shirts, hats, shoes,
just
jeans,
rolling in
underwear,
it.
Tampons, rolling. Everything.
Metallica tampon, black tampons.
They're made of metal.
Jeez, good God. Lastly, in your rock news, Cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan died as a result of drowning last January. This is according to the UK inquest. The report, which was released early yesterday morning, states that O'Riordan was heavily intoxicated and drowned in a hotel bathtub. The coroner ruled it a tragic accident and added, quote, "There is no evidence that this was anything other than an accident. No evidence that it was an intentional act." Yesterday would have been the singer's 47th birthday. No explanation was given for the nearly 8-month delay in determining what killed her. So sadly, we lost a great singer to a terrible accident.
Don't drink and bathe.
Don't do it. Be careful. Like in a hot tub, too.
Yeah.
Be careful, man.
Seriously,
be
though, careful. A hot tub will knock you out.
That'll knock you out.
You know? I've seen it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was passed out in a hot tub one time.
I was wondering who it was going to be.
With a bottle of wine next to her. I'm like, come on, Mom.
I'm wondering who it was going to be. Sorry, I left
her
there.
Can't be doing that.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to leave her there. I should have woke her up before.
You bastard.
That's your rock news.
More of the play.